Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey everyone, it's Pacific. A few quick notes, and then this week's episode, which is a little different from our usual format. Instead of a deep dive into one SCP, this week we're doing a bit of a mixed bag, so you'll be getting three different SCPs. And I do have some bad news. Unfortunately, we are delaying the launch of SCP Archive Season 2. Fortunately, it's just by a week. We were planning on launching on February 25th. We're going to push that to March 3rd. We just want a little more time to polish some of the episodes and get things in order. But instead, on February 25th, you can expect a trailer for Season 2. It's going to have some clips from the first few episodes and a nice little teaser. And then, like I said, March 3rd, Season 2 launches and will continue all the way through until October, November or so. Kind of feel it out, see how it goes this year. And one last thing. This week's episode is brought to you by The Lodge, the terrifying new horror film from the directors of Goodnight Mommy. We heard Blade Disgusting describe it as amazingly scary and awarded it 4.5 out of 5 skulls. The Lodge is now playing in New York and LA and will be playing everywhere else February 21st. And if you want to learn more about that, you can go to www.thelodgemov.com. A quick note, if you guys haven't seen Goodnight Mommy, I do highly recommend it. I watched it, I want to say when I was in high school, many, many years ago. Went in totally blind, and it terrified the fuckin' schmoogle out of me. It's a terrifying movie, and one of my favorites. It hurts to watch, and I've only been able to watch it maybe once or twice since I first watched it in theaters many, many years ago, because it's actually terrifying. The Lodge looks incredible and promises to be just as, if not maybe a little more scary. So I, for one, am absolutely picking up tickets and super excited for this movie, and I hope you guys check it out. I think it'll be really cool. And that brings us to our first tale, SCP-999. This was written by Prof. Snyder. I would describe SCP-999 as the friendliest slime on this side of the cosmos. This is narrated by me, Pacific Obadiah. SCP-999 is played by me, Pacific Obadiah. And SCP-682 is played by Graham Rowett. Enjoy!
Warning. The Foundation database is classified. Unauthorized access will result in detainment. Within this archive, you'll find the procedures, descriptions, and accounts of the most notorious anomalies we've encountered to date. Secure. Contain. Protect.
Item number. SCP-999. Object class. Safe. Special containment procedures. SCP-999 is allowed to freely roam the facility should it desire to, but otherwise must stay in its pen either between 8 p.m. and 9 p.m. for sleeping, or during emergency lockdowns for its own safety. Subject is not allowed out of its pen at night or off facility grounds at any time. Pen is to be kept clean and food replaced twice daily. All personnel are allowed inside SCP-999's holding area, but only if they are not assigned to other tasks at the time, or if they are on break. Subject is to be played with when bored, and spoken to in a calm, non-threatening tone. Description. SCP-999 appears to be a large, amorphous, gelatinous mass of translucent orange slime, weighing about 120 pounds, with a consistency similar to that of peanut butter. Subject's size and shape is easily malleable, and can change shape at will, though, when at rest, SCP-999 becomes a rounded, oblate dome, roughly 2 meters wide and 1 meter in height. The surface of SCP-999 consists of a thin, transparent membrane similar to that of an animal cell, roughly 0.5 centimeters thick, and is highly elastic, allowing SCP-999 to flatten portions of its body up to 2 centimeters thin. This surface is also hydrophobic. Although SCP-999 can willfully absorb liquids, see addendum SCP-999-A, the rest of SCP-999's body is filled with a viscous orange substance of unknown chemical makeup, though it is capable of digesting organic materials with ease. Subject's temperament is best described as playful and dog-like. When approached, SCP-999 will often react with overwhelming elation, slithering over to the nearest person and leaping upon them, hugging them with a pair of pseudopods while nuzzling the person's face with a third pseudopod, all while emitting high-pitched gurgling and cooing noises. The surface of SCP-999 emits a pleasing odor that differs with whomever it is interacting with. Recorded scents include chocolate, fresh laundry, bacon, roses, and Play-Doh. Simply touching SCP-999's surface causes an immediate mild euphoria, which intensifies the longer one is exposed to SCP-999, and lasts long after separation from the creature. Subject's favorite activity is tickle wrestling, often by completely enveloping a person from the neck down and tickling them until they ask to stop, though it does not always immediately comply with this request. Though injuries may occur, SCP-999 has never been found to purposely attempt to harm others, and will immediately back away and contract its body into a quivering mound with gurgling in a manner similar to a whimpering dog, seemingly apologizing for hurting someone on accident. While the creature will interact with anyone, it seems to have a special interest in those who are unhappy or hurt in any way. Persons suffering from crippling depression or PTSD, for example, have reported having a far more positive outlook on life after multiple interactions with SCP-999. The possibility of manufacturing antidepressants from SCP-999 slime is currently being discussed. In addition to its playful behavior, SCP-999 seems to love all animals, especially humans, refusing to eat any meat and even risking its own life to save others. On one occasion, leaping in front of a person to take a bullet fired at them. Subject's intellect is still up for debate. Though its behavior is infantile, it seems to understand human speech and most modern technology, including guns. SCP-999's diet consists entirely of candy and sweets, with M&Ms and Necco wafers being its favorite. Its eating methods are similar to that of an amoeba. Addendum SCP-999-A. Reminder to all staff, SCP-999 is not to consume caffeinated soft drinks of any kind. Last week, someone gave SCP-999 a can of cola along with its usual breakfast. Not only was it literally bouncing off the walls for half an hour, the carbonation made SCP-999 visibly queasy afterwards, and it refused to move or eat for the rest of the day. SCP-999 has thankfully recovered since, but the staff member in question has been reprimanded. Dr. Addendum SCP-999-B. The following is a report from an experiment in which SCP-682, commonly referred to as the hard-to-kill reptile, is exposed to SCP-999 in the hopes that it will curb the creature's homicidal rage. SCP-999 is released into SCP-682's containment area. 999 immediately slithers towards 682. SCP-999 moves in front of SCP-682, jumping up and down in a dog-like manner while calling out in high-pitched squealing noise.
Disgusting.
SCP-682 immediately steps on SCP-999, completely flattening SCP-999. Observers were about to abort the experiment when SCP-682 started talking again.
What is this? I feel good.
SCP-999 can be seen crawling up from between SCP-682's toes, up along its side and around its neck, where it clings on and begins gently nuzzling with its pseudopod. A wide grin slowly spreads across SCP-682's face.
Happy!
SCP-682 repeats the word happy for several minutes, laughing occasionally, before escalating into non-stop laughter. As laughter continues, SCP-682 rolls onto its back, slamming its tail upon the floor with dangerous force. SCP-682 and 999 continue the tickle fight until SCP-682 finally wears down and appears to fall asleep with what would appear to be a smile on its face. After 15 minutes with no activity, two D-class personnel enter the room to retrieve SCP-999. When SCP-999 is removed, SCP-682 immediately wakes up and unleashes an unidentifiable wave of energy from its body, all while laughing maniacally. All persons within the wave's range collapse into a crippling fit of laughter, allowing SCP-682 to escape and slaughter all in its path. Meanwhile, SCP-999 quickly rescues as many persons as it can, taking them to a safe place to recover from SCP-682's laughter wave, while agents suppress and recontain SCP-682. Despite the tragedy that SCP-682 has brought upon the facility, SCP-999 has not shown any fear towards the creature, and, in fact, has made gestures suggesting it wants to play with SCP-682 again. SCP-682, however, has stated that feculent little unintelligible kin data expunged and die. Memo from Dr. While the test was unsuccessful and ended in tragedy, that had to be the funniest thing I'd ever seen. I never thought I'd see the day when I would regard 682 as cute. Please send me a copy of the security tapes as soon as possible.
All right, so you guys know that I've been trying to lose weight lately. You know, I've been kind of on the bigger side for most of my life, but I've been able to drop a lot of weight because I've been trying to eat healthier.
You look good.
Thank you. The problem is I can't cook at all. Like, I'm basically just make
I've tasted your food.
I don't know if you guys ever heard of Factor Meals before.
Yeah. No.
Okay, so Factor Meals, it's like these easy, ready-to-eat meals that they'll send to your house.
I'm sure you've
heard of services that do
this type of thing. Yes,
where they send food. And it's this. What I actually really liked about Factor is it's like, it has to be kind of idiot-proof for me because I can't cook or do anything. But it's like ready in 2 minutes. It literally comes everything together. You don't have to
make anything.
It's all put together in its own thing. 2 minutes. It's not frozen, which actually makes it awesome.
Oh, nice.
You know, the frozen food.
Yeah.
It comes like in a box. It's like chilled, with the cooling stuff. But you got all kinds. So I did the keto one, but they also have like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus. They've even got so my wife ended up really liking these energy shots.
Okay.
That they put in the box that we ordered, where it's literally just a little shot of different kinds of energy shots that were awesome.
That sounds amazing.
I always I'd see these commercials or I'd hear commercials for stuff, but I thought Factor Meal seemed like something that was really threading that needle and would have been really, really perfect for me. But dude, they had pancakes, smoothies.
Who doesn't love pancakes?
Dinners and stuff like that.
Yeah. So they have breakfast?
They got midday snacks. And so I thought it was perfect.
Get it in, get it done, boom.
If you're just looking for fast premium options and you don't have to really cook or be able to do anything.
Sure.
Factor is awesome for that kind of stuff. And I thought the quality of the meals, restaurant quality meals that I just could heat and eat, dude. So it's not like your frozen stuff you get at the grocery store. So if you guys want to try Factor Meals, I'd say go for it because it's really helped me out. And I was actually really surprised. All you guys guys have to do is head to factormeals.com/badmovies50 and use code badmovies50, that's 50, to get 50% off. That's code badmovies50 at factormeals.com/badmovies50 to get 50% off, guys. Give it a try.
That's half.
I know.
Our second tale today is SCP-993, written by Tahoni. All right, guys, gals, and non-binary pals, we're now presenting Bobble the Clown. He's here to teach you marvelous things. This is narrated by John Grills.
Item number, SCP-993. Object class, safe. Special containment procedures. Any broadcasts of SCP-993 are to be intercepted as detailed in Protocol Upsilon Beta 3 and blocked from public viewing. All intercepted broadcasts are to be recorded and stored for future viewing. Any subjects used to view SCP-993 must be under the age of 10 and are to be dosed with Class A amnesiac after they've described the episode. Viewing of SCP-993 must be authorized by 3 Level 4 personnel. Description. SCP-993 is a children's television program entitled Bobble the Clown, which first began airing in 19. SCP-993 seems to have been made in the style of an educational cartoon, with the primary plot of most episodes being the titular character, Bobble the Clown, learning a new skill or activity. The program appears to have no supporting cast, and the setting of the program often changes between episodes. SCP-993's anomalous properties become obvious when the program is viewed. Anyone watching age 10 years or older will immediately fall unconscious when the program begins and will remain incapacitated until the end of the program, later reporting a stabbing headache immediately before blacking out. Children under the age of 10 viewing SCP-993 later report that it teaches and advocates activities such as cannibalism, murder, torture. These activities appear to become ingrained in the subject's mind. Repeated exposure to SCP-993 can result in permanent psychotic and schizophrenic symptoms. Episodes of SCP-993 are regularly broadcast from a currently unknown source. But since 2000, all broadcasts have been successfully intercepted by using Protocol Upsilon Beta 3 and blocked from public viewing. Bobble's Kitchen Surprise. Setting of episode is a stereotypical small American town. In the episode, Bobble the Clown appears to kidnap one of the town's citizens and takes him to his home. Once there, Bobble the Clown informs a viewer how to prepare human flesh for consumption, then proceeds to skin, gut, and cook the citizen. Bobble in the Big City. Setting of episode is a large American city, possibly New York. In the episode, Bobble the Clown instructs viewers on methods of lighting fires undetected, using resources such as mosquito coils. At the end of the episode, Bobble the Clown sets a fire to a large building and leaves. The picture stays on the burning building for a further 3 minutes before the episode ends. Screams are audible during this time. Bobble's Sneaky Saturday. Setting of episode appears to be London, as the Elizabeth Tower House in Big Ben is visible. In the episode, Bobble the Clown silently stalks a woman for most of the episode. When she arrives at her home, Bobble the Clown attacks and kills her with a large butcher knife. At the end of the episode, Bobble the Clown details methods of remaining unseen in crowded places. Bobble gets the truth. Setting of episode appears to be a prisoner of war camp. In the episode, Bobble the Clown tortures a captured soldier, repeatedly asking him nonsensical questions. The soldier eventually appears to die of his wounds. Bobble the Clown then details to the viewer how to inflict painful but non-lethal injuries. Bobble Hates You. Setting of episode appears to be a blank room. Bobble the Clown sits on a chair in the room staring angrily at the viewer for the full 30 minutes of the episode. Explicative you. Explicative you. Explicative you. Setting of the episode appears to be Site Video Archive, where recordings of SCP-993 are stored. In the episode, Bobble the Clown angrily details methods of breaching containment for several SCPs. Bobble then details methods to murder researchers involved in its containment, showing detailed knowledge of their daily routines and habits. Notably, what appears to be an animated version of Dr. walks past Bobble halfway through the episode. The clock on the wall shows the time as PM. Doctor confirms that he was walking past SCP-993's archive at the time.
And the last tale for today is SCP-173. This was written by Moto42. If you don't know about SCP-173, well, he's as still as a statue. Just don't blink. This is narrated by Nicole Goodnight.
Item number SCP-173. Object class Euclid. Special containment procedures. Item SCP-173 is to be kept in a locked container at all times. When personnel must enter SCP-173's container, no fewer than 3 may enter at any time, and the door is to be relocked behind them. At all times, 2 persons must maintain direct eye contact with SCP-173 until all personnel have vacated and relocked the container. Description: moved to Site 19, 1993. Origin is of yet unknown. It is constructed from concrete and rebar with traces of Krylon brand spray paint. SCP-173 is animate and extremely hostile. The object cannot move while in a direct line of sight. Line of sight must not be broken at any time with SCP-173. Personnel assigned to enter container are instructed to alert one another before blinking. Object is reported to attack by snapping the neck at the base of the skull or by strangulation. In the event of an attack, personnel are to observe Class 4 hazardous object containment procedures. Personnel report sounds of scraping stone originating from within the container when no one is present inside. This is considered normal, and any change in this behavior should be reported to the acting HMCL supervisor on duty. The reddish-brown substance on the floor is a combination of feces and blood. Origin of these materials is unknown. The enclosure must be cleaned on a bi-weekly basis.
All right, everyone, that's it for this week's little mixed bag episode. Let us know if you like this format. If you do, it's something we'd be glad to do in the future. There are thousands of SCP entries, but not all of them are as long or as in-depth to warrant a full episode. But we might like to try and do more short ones like this. It allows us to kind of get some of the more popular ones that we couldn't really do in other formats. If you like our show, make sure you find us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Tumblr. On all of those platforms, we are SCP_POD. Our producer is Tom Owen. My name is Pacific Obadiah, and I am your showrunner and sound designer. Our host and narrator is John Grills. Our music is provided by the incredibly talented Tom Rory Parsons. In this episode, you heard the voices of Nicole Goodnight, Graham Rowett, and me, Pacific Obadiah. This is a Bloody Disgusting podcast. For more information, visit bloody-disgusting.com.
Murder in America is a true crime podcast that covers stories from all 50 states, including stories of mass shootings, serial killers, and lesser-known murders. Do you find yourself doing more research after listening to a true crime show? Well, Courtney and I used to do the same thing, and that's why we created Murder in America. Our podcast dives deep into each case. Our storytelling will make you feel like you're right there within the case with us, watching it all play out, and we do not shy away from the graphic details. If you're a fan of true crime, then listen to Murder in America on Spotify now.
Every town has its dark history. Hometown Ghost Stories is a paranormal podcast that goes town to town all across the globe, exploring the world's most haunted places, tapping into the dusty archives and the darkest corners to bring you the most terrifying stories of real people and their harrowing experiences. Hometown Ghost Stories dives into the history of haunted locations and investigates why and how these places earned their terrifying reputation. Rob, Dave, and Jesse go live every Tuesday night after an uninterrupted documentary-style breakdown on the case, followed by an open discussion with live viewers. Subscribe today to listen to Hometown Ghost Stories on your preferred podcast platform or watch the video version on YouTube and now Spotify. Head on over to the Bloody FM Podcast Network and check out Hometown Ghost Stories, if you're brave enough.